This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line, a beautiful Tuesday. And we're going to be talking about the Rutherford County Drug Court Program. Galen Medlin is with us this morning. He brought some friends with him. Galen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. Thank you very much for having us on today. You know, we are very proud of the program we have in Rutherford County, and we appreciate WGNS having us on.
Well, we are so proud of all that the Drug Court Program does. We've followed it since its beginning, and has really turned a lot of lives around.
Yeah, it really has, Bart. We're have graduated over 150 individuals now from the drug court program, and most of those individuals have returned to the community as productive citizens. They have jobs. They've gone back and reestablished their relationships with their families, and they're great citizens for the community.
Galen, when did the drug court program begin here?
We celebrated just this year our 10-year anniversary. Wow. So we're very, very proud of that. We were one of the early courts in Tennessee. Currently, there are 69 drug courts across the state. But our court is recognized as one of the model courts. We've been noted as a mentor court. So new counties that try to set up programs, they come to us, and we help them get their programs off the ground. So the state has really put a lot of faith in us.
We're very fortunate to have Judge Don Ash in the community, who sort of spearheaded the beginning of this. He fell in love with the concept and went to different states and studied what they were doing and took the best of each one of them.
Sure, yeah. Don is a great friend of the drug court. He loves the drug court. It's one of his passions. And as you say, drug court started in Miami, Florida, and I think he traveled around and evaluated different programs. And between he and Mary Schneider, our program director, they came up with this court, and it has been a very good success for our county.
And it takes money to run the program, obviously.
Obviously, and that's one of the things that we as other public agencies are facing. A lot of the grants that we have formerly had in the past have dried up due to the economic pressures of on government as well as private grants. So we've had to get very innovative in trying to find funding revenue. One of the things we are doing this week is on Saturday we are having our annual Rally for Recovery. This is our sixth annual Rally for Recovery. It's a 5K relay, and it's going to take place at the Gateway Reception Center, and that is located out behind the hospital. It's off of Gateway Parkway. There'll be signs up. Registration starts at 6:30. We actually have a program that starts at 7, and then the actual race starts at 7:30. There'll be lots of booths set up out there. The National Guard's going to be out for the first time this year, and we're expecting over 200 runners to participate in the race. One of the things that's different this year is we've renamed the race the Dr. David T. Dodd 5K Run. Many of you may remember Dr. Dodd. He was a surgeon in this community. He started practicing medicine here in 1961, and his wife and he supported the drug court very, very heavily through the years. Dr. Dodd passed away last December, and we decided to name this race after him. One of the things that he really spearheaded is he came up with a program for impaired physicians. And he became director of the Tennessee Medical Foundation for Impaired Physicians, and his prototype was recognized across the country, across all the United States, as the program to follow. So he was an expert in addictionology.
And so the run is this Saturday at the Gateway, I guess Gateway Island, that general area.
Right. There'll be signs. You enter off of either Thompson Lane or Medical Center Parkway onto Gateway, and just follow the signs. Registration, you can register there at that morning. Registration is $30, and you'll receive a very nice sports tech type t-shirt, and we're very proud of our t-shirts this year. They're purple and gold, and I think people will have a good time coming out.
Sounds good. Now, the registration, you said, begins at 6:30.
Yes.
And the program's at 7, and the race is at 7:30.
That's correct.
And you need to be there early, and just soak in the beauty of the day.
Yeah, absolutely, and you can take part in a little food, too. We've got a lot of our local restaurants, Chick-fil-A's donating chicken biscuits, the chicken and biscuits, Panera's has donated some stuff, and a lot of the local restaurants. So after the race, there'll be plenty to eat.
That sounds good. Well, now, you brought some friends with you. Introduce them, if you would.
Yes, I have two of our participants from the program. I have Andre Dixon, and Andre is in his phase three, which is our last phase of the program. He's getting ready to graduate from the program.
Wow.
And I have DeQuita Rankin, and she's in phase two. And they can tell you a little more about what the program has meant to them.
Very good. Andre, since you're about to graduate, tell us about the program and what it has done for you.
Oh, this program is just—it's remarkable. I can't say in enough words what it's done for me. I've been in the program a little over a year and right under a year and a half. And when I first came into the program, I was pretty much lost in active addiction, and I was just run down. And I learned how to live life again. You know, this program has made me aware of what it's like to live life again, and I've changed my life tremendously. My family home has improved. Just take care of my family real good now, and I've got back in school. This thing, addiction, has no face on it, and what it's done for me is just truly amazing. The program, the staff at Joy Corps, these people really care, and they've changed my life. And right now, I've done a 180. I'm like night and day from the person that I was this time last year. So this program has a lot of benefits. It made me aware to what addiction does to your mind, what it does to your morals, your integrity, and just what it does in its entirety. And it totally destroys. It destroys everything in your life. And today, through God, I'm a much stronger person. I'm much more. I hold myself to a higher integrity. I have higher morals. I care about myself today. I care about people today. And a year ago, the past 10 years, all I was doing was taking. Today, I give back. Okay, I give back, and I give back, and I love.
I bet your family's proud of you.
Oh yes, they're very proud of me, and I just love them so much for sticking through it with me, because this addiction, this is a hard thing to go through. It's very hard to go through, and but it can be broken, and that's what this program's done for me. It's giving me faith back, and I'm happy today.
That was Andre Dixon. He's about to graduate from the Drug Court program. DeQuita Rankin is with us also. She's in phase two, so a little bit farther to go. But how is it going for you, DeQuita?
It's going actually great. I'm loving the program. When I first started the program, I had an attitude of I didn't care about anything. And it's really opened my eyes to a lot of things today. It's allowed me to know that I don't have to live and have something to stimulate my mind or anything. I could work like I am. I mean, I'm doing a whole lot better with my kids. I've never thought about going back to school or anything. I didn't finish school, so I've never thought about completing it or anything around that. But I've got back into classes to finish school, and my kids are happier with me now. My family, they're so amazed at me, because I'm the one that's known for causing problems, starting fights and everything, and it's just completely went away.
You're a new person then.
A brand new person.
Let me ask both of you this, because I would imagine there are some similarities in drug addictions. No matter who has them, they're similar reactions. What was the light that suddenly came on in your head when you were in this drug court program, you were introduced to it, you started into it, and you thought, hey, this makes sense. I think I can make a difference.
Okay, see, for me, here's the thing. I was lost in active addiction since I was 19, and when I first started using, I used recreationally, okay, and over time, that recreational use eventually destroyed everything that I had in my life. So after the recreational use, I began to be dependent on the drug because I was so unhappy with the person that I had become, mm-hmm. okay? And I had been lost in that active addiction and wanted help, but didn't know which. I didn't have insurance, and I didn't know which way to go to find help. Before I got into the drug court program, I had gone to an AA meeting, and I wasn't really sure if that's what I wanted. And I kind of wanted it, but didn't really know how to get it, and then wasn't 100% into it. So I was incarcerated, and found out about the drug court program, and I decided I wanted to take a chance at it because I really wanted a change in my life, but I had no which way of going about it. And when I got into the program, of course, I was a little bit resistant to it because I was resistant to any kind of authority in my life for the past 10 years. And they got into me, those people at the staff at drug court, man, and they really care about these individuals if you want to change your life. And they put some work into me, and they built me back up. They built me back up. They let me know that I can take care of myself. I can do good for myself. I do deserve a good quality of life. These people built me back up. And when they built me back up, I took it from there. I decided I like the change. I like what I saw in my life. I like life without drugs today. Okay? Life is beautiful without drugs. And they taught me how to live life without drugs. And this is not nothing that you learn in school. There's not too many places that I knew that I could find this, you know. And I wish drug court had come to my life a lot earlier than it did, because I'm 31 here today, and I just feel like that I'm actually stepping into manhood again, and it's just remarkable. It's really remarkable. I have a son that's 13, and in the past year, we've grown so close. It's unbelievable how this has changed our life, because, see, he's 13. Now, I've been in active addiction since he's been a kid, you see what I'm saying? So he doesn't know his sober father. Okay, and for me to be a sober father to him is unbelievable, you know, it's remarkable, and to my wife as well. And I got in and I started seeing what it was doing for me, and I set some goals for myself, and some just small goals, okay, and I completed those small goals, and it just gave me some drive inside. It made me want to live again, and with those small goals, I just kept setting goals for myself, and that's where I'm at today. I'm a junior at MTSU. I have a little, about a year left. I'm an electrical construction management major. And I'm just happy where I'm at today. And the people at drug court, they took the time. And I didn't have a perfect program, you know. You know, everybody has their bouts, but they believed in me. And with them believing me, I finally started believing in myself. And so that brings me where I'm at today. They've given me the tools and the resources that I need to continue my life in recovery. And so that's what I plan to do, and that's what I'm going to do.
So you're confident. We can hear that in your voice. This guy is confident that it's going to work. He's about to graduate just a little bit more classes at MTSU, and you'll have your college degree.
Yes, sir.
I know you're proud for that. Your family is, too.
Absolutely. There's not enough words to describe it, man. Because, see, first you got to just find it. You got to dig through all that junk inside you,
yeah,
and find something good that's pure that you want. And you go from there, and then I'm not a very religious person, but I'm very spiritual. And through my spirituality, he's also pushed me to want a higher level of integrity of life. I want a higher life. I deserve it. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what I demand of myself now. You know, you got to filter the junk, you know, and it's tough. It's tough. This is not an easy battle. This is addiction is tough, but I'm living proof that it can be done. Okay. It can be done.
Daquita, when did the light go on for you? When did you realize this is it?
When I was sitting actually at the jail, I had done 66 days in the jail. I could have easily sat in there, and anyone can easily sit in jail and finish their time and whatnot and get back on the streets and do the same thing. But I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to come home and actually get some stability in my life. And going into drug court actually gave me that. I didn't want to just keep being put back on probation, going through the same thing, failing drug screens. I've been in the program since August, and I have not had not one failed drug screen, and it feels so good. I mean, it feels good to be clean. I've been clean now for 16 months, and it just, it's like, wow. But when that light came over my head, I had to apply it. There was no other option. Just from coming from the streets and everything, there was nothing else out there for me. And the next thing I could see me doing was either spending the rest of my life in jail away from my kids, or my kids following the same pattern, and I couldn't have that happen.
So you saw this as your last chance?
Last chance.
And you took advantage of it?
Took advantage of it, full advantage of it.
What a great, great lesson we're learning today. What great excitement that we're hearing today about drug court and the conviction of these people and making it work. When we come back, we're going to pause right now, but when we come back, we will open the phone lines. If you have any questions, 893-1450, 893-1450. I have a feeling there may be some people listening right now who are at this crossroads that the two of you were at, and they don't know what to do, but this can be their opportunity to call you and find out. Maybe it's a parent who has a child that they're concerned about. They don't know for sure that the child is on drugs, but they think something is not quite right. Maybe you can give them some clues, and we'll find out also what you're going to do to help other people stay off drugs, because I know it's something that you're wanting to do. We'll be back and continue. Stay with us.
When severe weather strikes, we break in.
Our meteorologist
giving you an exclusive Weather Eye forecast on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
Hi, this is Susan Woolsey, and I'm the Customer Relations Manager for Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been here 11 years.
Same employees, same great service.
We're doing a lot of cleaning, doing a lot of painting, doing some freshening up. We've got all the same employees that we've had for years.
Online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
We're ready to give you the best deal ever and give you the best customer service that we can possibly give you.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers, across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I probably was the most stubborn human being on the face of the earth to have to come to the fact that I needed help.
Stay independent, at home, in charge.
Never be afraid to ask. You're able to keep yourself in your home. Those choices can be given to you.
We do a great job with our clients, but we try just as hard to support and be there for our caregivers.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions. 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Weather Eye.
Plenty of sunshine across the forecast area today. A high temperature in the upper 70s and a calm wind becoming north around 5 miles per hour. I'm WGNS Staff Meteorologist Mandy Valuber. Right now, it is 48.
This weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We still offer checking that comes with a free check card. There's no balance requirement, and you can write all the checks you need to. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Family Staffing Solutions.
Family Staffing has been a fantastic experience for me. I don't know what I would have done without them.
Stay independent, at home, in charge.
They have given me hope when I didn't think there was any hope.
It's just the most involved kind of relationship, and when it works, it is so beautiful.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions. Personal care assistance at its best. Call 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Now, FM 100.5 is louder, so you can listen longer. We've increased power to better serve you. This is WGNS Murfreesboro.
Who's this fool such as I, and I can't.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. We're talking about the drug court program this morning. Visiting with us, we have Andre Dixon and Takeda Rankin, along with Galen Medlin. 893-1450 is our number. And let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for calling.
I just want to give those two people that you had there this morning some encouragement, because those are great, great testimony that they just gave. But it will work for them. The thing that they would have to do is they probably already know, is that they're going to have to change some of the people that they have been with surrounding and their places and all the things that they, you know, because if good things going to happen to them, they're already going to happen to them. Just keep looking up and doing the thing. And the gentleman with his son, he and his son is going to have wonderful, wonderful time, and even a better time with his wife, too, because I really know, because I know God changes things. And sometimes we just don't understand why all these things happen, because I am a truth witness, and I know, because I've been around things like that and went through with things like that. But God is working it out, and he will work it out for you all. And I just love your testimony, and just keep on doing the things that you are doing, because God will see you through, and there's better things out there for you, because I do know. It's not going to be easy, and it's not going to be hard, but just look up to the Lord, and he will see you through, and I know he will. And I just like for you all, I just love your testimony, and it has helped to other people today.
Thank you for that encouragement.
Thank you.
Them.
Have a good day.
You too. A lot of truth there. You need to change who you're with, I guess.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's one of the first things that I did when I entered into the program, is that you have to cut off junk. Because see, here's the thing. If you associate with junk, where are you going to be? Junk. So the first thing you have to do is cut off your association with all the junk. And you know what's junk in your life. Anybody who is not trying to be a productive individual or do positive things in the community is not going to be a positive influence in your life. And so for me, I had to cut off all the junk and change my surroundings. Like, my best friend is my wife. My friends, that's my family. My family comes first, okay? Not the junk in the street. And that was the first thing for me. It was changing my surroundings and my environment, because, like, we learned the program to be smart, not strong. We don't go into certain environments because that's trying to be strong. Being around junk is trying to be strong, trying to use willpower. No, you got to be smart and just stay away from the junk and use your spiritual power. Use your brain and your inner self to stay away from the junk. And that's one of the first things that I did when I got into the program.
Takeda, what about you?
Yes, I had to change the people I hung around, the places that I went to. I was actually known for... If you were not associated with any type of drug, I didn't want to be around you. Now, it's like, if you are associated with any type of drugs, stay away from me. Because I can't fall back to what I was doing. It's not going to happen at all.
And that's one of the things that the money we raised from the foundation. As president of the foundation, we have a 14-person non-paid board. And the money we raise from this this race that we're having on Saturday, we use that money where government money can't be used, and that is to help people get in apartments, to get away from the environment, because as the caller said, if you're in the same environment you were, then the temptations are there. So you have to get folks out of that environment.
So another reason for everybody to be at the race?
Absolutely.
This coming Saturday morning. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you for calling.
Yes, I was calling in regards to the drug court participants. I just want to wish you all the luck. I've witnessed the fact that the program does work for people. I especially know Takeda Rankins. Hi, Takeda.
Hi, Dana.
How you doing? I just want to tell her that I'm very proud of her. I've watched her grow throughout the years. What she has said is her testimony and is true. She has beautiful children that are growing to be so smart and intelligent, and she has changed a lot. I've seen her go from here to there to what am I going to do next, to pulling my hair. But she's coming along very fine, and I'm very proud of her. And I just want to let her know to keep up the good work.
Thank you, Dana.
You're welcome.
Makes you feel good to know that you have friends standing behind you.
Yes, it feels real good. I mean, especially when I'm thinking that I just needed them or I needed something to keep me around. Even when I hit rock bottom, she's always been there for me. She's never turned her back on me just because I am in the program. I have friends that are scared to come around me because they think they may push me to do something that I'm not supposed to be doing or that I don't want to do, and they stay away from me. But it's not like I have a disease or something. It's just drug court.
You mentioned you hit rock bottom. Do you think that you have to hit rock bottom to make that determination, I need to change?
No, you do not have to hit rock bottom. Actually, it went that way for me, but no. Once you have it in you that you want that change, the first step you need to do is just recognize it and apply yourself to it. Don't wait until you hit rock bottom, because it's even harder to pick yourself up from there. But it's possible. It's very possible. But don't wait.
Let me ask you both this. How are you going to help other youngsters, other young adults, avoid the pitfall that you went into?
For me personally, I would like to get into some kind of mentoring. That's very big for me, is giving back, because to keep it, you have to give it away. And that's where I'm at in my life. With me about to graduate, I just want to get involved in some mentoring. I still go to my meetings and whatnot, and I'm still growing. But I'll probably take on some mentorships to some younger individuals and people coming into drug court. I will probably try to sponsor them. And that's just really what I want to do, is I just want to be able to show people, like, look, I'm a living testimony. This can happen. You can change. And we all create our own experiences. And if you want to change, you can create the change in your life. You just have to dig deep down inside and really just strive for it, because it can be done. We create our own experiences.
And we're seeing more and more young students, I mean really young students, getting involved in drugs.
Absolutely. You'll be surprised, man. I go to MTSU, and I've been in class where kids bring alcohol to class, and it just really amazes me, is that they really don't understand the significance of what they're creating, because they're so young, that and they're creating this monster now, because we're creatures of habits, and they're basically creating habits that are hard to break. And see, we get lost in active addiction because we have problems in life, and we have to face life issues, and we don't want to face them. But this is what I learned. Here's the thing. No matter how much drugs or how much anything substance you put in your body, those problems are still there. And when you incorporate drugs into them, they just make your problems more complicated. And it just makes your life more complicated, and it's easier just to deal with your problems without the drugs. And it doesn't seem like it, but it is.
Our phone number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing fine. Thank you.
Okay. I guess one of the main concerns is the cost of the drug court, and if Mr. Ash is still affiliated with the drug court, and what is the recidivism rate?
Okay, we'll find out.
Drug court. I know that there are relapses, but I just wonder how it goes once you're there. Is there a positive feeling that you will not do the things that you were doing before you got to the drug court? And I'll hang up and I'll wait for your answer.
Let's go to Galen Medlin for that. Galen, what about that?
And that's a very good question. Of course, there are costs associated with the program, but it costs about $5,000 a year per participant to have them in the drug court program, and that is versus about $25,000 a year if they were incarcerated in the jail. So you can see the savings right there. We've had over 150 people to graduate from drug court. If they had been incarcerated versus being in drug court, it would have cost the county $3 million more than what it costs for drug court. On the question of recidivism, that is a great question. Sure, people, addiction is a lifelong thing. You know, you never completely recover from addiction. You're always an addict. You just have to, you know, work the program. The recidivism rate for our program is about 26%. In other words, 26% of the people may go back to using drugs. Whereas if they're incarcerated and they come out, there's a 67% likelihood that they'll go back to jail. So we feel like the program really does work and also really saves the county money. Our county mayor and many of our county commission, they come to our drug court graduation programs and they can hear these testimonies and they can see the money they put into the drug court program, how it works. And same with the state. A lot of the funding comes from fines and fees that come from the court system. So that helps. And then we get the private grants as well. And then the money that comes from our foundation. We are actually funding some of the salaries this year of the drug court staff.
So it actually just, it pays for itself in more ways than one.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Bart.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
I just wanted to call in and first of all say how proud I am of my husband, Andre. He has done a 180 change. The program in Rutherford County, it has changed our lives tremendously. But more importantly than that, one thing I wanted to touch on that I didn't hear yet is if you are interested in going into this program and you are hearing negative things about it, that it does not work, if you truly want a change in your life, this program will help you do that. Do not listen to the negative things that you hear about the program. If you want to work the program, they can tell that you are serious and that you want to change your life, and they will do everything in their power to help you.
So you're really proud of Andre, it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely. I'm proud of everybody that I've met that goes through that program. I've met tons of people through going to the meetings. I'm proud of everybody because it's a hard life to live with an addiction.
I tell you, you are giving encouragement to everybody listening who has an addiction or to families who have a child with addiction.
Absolutely. That's why I wanted to call in. I didn't really plan on calling in this morning, but I just remember when we were deciding, are we going to try this drug court or are we not? It was, no, it's just going to be another, like a probation program or something, you know, they're not going to really care. And but when I talked to Miss Mary Snyder and I asked her that, I said, you know, is this going to be, you know, where he's going to come in and fail a drug test and just get put back out, you know, and then back into the streets or into back into jail? What's going to happen? And she's told me, no, you know, if they really want to change, then we can tell that, and we are here. That's what we're here for, to help people change their lives so that they can go on and live productive lives. So we went on with it and decided we were going to do it, and I'm so happy we did. So anybody out there, if you are having a problem, please just contact them. Maybe they can lead you in the right direction.
Wow. Thank you, Ms. Dixon, for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You have a great day. And I tell you, you have made Andre have a great day there with a big smile ear to ear when she called in. That makes you feel good knowing your wife is behind you. Your friends are behind you.
Yeah, because see, like I said, man, addiction, man, it doesn't just affect us. And see, we're selfish. We can use, we can get high. It's just me, anybody, nobody care about me. No, it affects from you to your family to the community to everybody who you come in contact with. Addiction affects you. That's why it's so destructive. And it's very emotional for me because I tore my wife down through my addiction, and I'm just so glad that she stuck it through with me, and we built each other back up. We're a strong family again. We're a very strong family again, and I'm proud of her too, because she has to go through recovery as well. Okay, with being in the addiction with me, she has things to work on too. And so, like, I'm very proud. I'm very proud. Thank you.
Our phone number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. Good morning. How are you today?
Pretty good, bud. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing great. Thank you.
Enjoying your program this morning and the strong conversation coming from your guest. I mean, they really just listen to it through the radio, you can tell that they have accomplished their goals by the voice, the way they sound in the voice. And what I want to know is, could they give what kind of process do you have to? What are some of the things you have to do in your classes? I'm just curious about it.
Okay, we'll find out. Thank you for calling. Galen, what about that? What do you need to do?
Well, it's a three-phase program, and there's weekly therapies, there's drug screens, random drug screens every week, there's self-help meetings, there's court appearances. You have to go in phase one, you go to see the judge every Monday, and he has to know what's going on. In phase two, it's every other Monday, but it continues. In phase three, you're a little further away, but you still have to see the judge. You have to seek stable employment. You have to seek housing, that sort of thing. But as far as what actually goes on in the classes, I hadn't been there. These people have been there. They can tell you about what these classes, some of them, what they do as far as building them up.
There's I think about 10 classes, and each class has its own thing that it's helping you with, where you have classes where it help you express yourself, to let you know it's okay to have emotions, it's okay to feel what you're feeling. And there's classes to where, you know, it lets us know that we are not the victim. We want to blame and put everything on everybody else, and it just makes us more aware of what we have going on inside within us. And that, you know, like Andre said, we create our own experiences. It's no one else's fault. And those classes are just making us aware of it.
And I'll just add on, basically, you start off, they give you, we start off with a relapse prevention class, and what they call CBS is cognitive behavioral skills. And basically, the relapse prevention, it teaches you the signs to be aware for, and what you need to do. Like in relapse prevention, for example, I learned basically to be smart, not strong. Don't go in the bar and try not to drink. Don't go trying to shoot pool because it could lead you there. That's trying to be strong. That's an example of trying to be strong, of not trying to be smart. When being smart was, listen, you need to stay away from these environments because these environments are dangerous to your recovery. Cognitive behavioral skills. It starts off, it talks about the what the addiction does to your brain, what happens when you get high, what happens when you're not getting high. Then you have a class called more cognitive thinking, and it goes into about your inner feelings. We got a class called emotions. Basically, most people in an addiction have feelings and don't know how to deal and handle their feelings, and that's what leads to a lot of addiction. Kids, parents, your kid, you got to be involved in your kid's life. You got to get in your kid's head, okay? See what's going on with them, because you know, as a child, I didn't know what my dad had done to me until I'm 31. You know, things that, and my dad was a good dad, but just things that affected my childhood that I never talked to anybody about. And it basically, it just gets you in context with your feelings and teaches you how to deal with your feelings, because most adults don't know how to handle their feelings. Where do you learn how to handle your feelings? Who teaches you how to handle your feelings? You know, and so there's several different classes, and each one is structured to target several different aspects. And they got a gender group. They have family night, and where you bring your family in. My wife attended family night, and we just talk about how the addiction, it teaches the family members what the participants going through with addiction, and how addiction affects the family and everybody else. And I also learned that, see, addiction does affect everybody else outside of me, and it does affect the community. And the classes are great. Like I said, the staff at Drug Court, man, I cannot say it enough. And Don Ash, Judge Ash, she's a wonderful person. And I just can't say, without that staff, man, that they're changing Rutherford County. And I can't say it enough, they're changing lives. I know people personally they're changing lives. It's actually miracles. You would not believe it. They're changing lives. And before Drug Court, I didn't have any hope on life. I was almost at the end. I was at my rock bottom. If I did not get into Drug Court, I would be incarcerated somewhere dead, okay? And that's where I was at. That's when that switch was. Remember when you asked about that switch? That's when that switch. I knew I had to do something, and I wanted more out of life.
Well, I can't see why. I can't even see how somebody could put a price on this. I mean,
it's priceless.
Yeah, it is priceless. One of the things, when we have a graduation ceremony, and we have that at the old county courthouse upstairs in a historic courtroom, one of the very first things we do when a graduate comes up to tell his testimony, we flash up his mugshot up on a big screen, and you can see what they look like you know, when they hit that rock bottom these people are talking about. And then you see these beautiful individuals. Physically, you can see a change. You know the change is in their heart, but physically, they look so different because they have a pride in themselves. They have reestablished their life. And so it's just a wonderful feeling. And, you know, you can't put a price on it. That's why I volunteer my time to it. You know, there's lots of other things I could be doing with my time as I'm a retiree. But I can't think of anything that would affect lives more than what I'm doing with the drug court.
We're talking this morning about the Rutherford County Drug Court Program. And when we get back, we're going to tell you once again about how you can make a difference. And it's very easy. A good beginning would be this coming Saturday, and the race. We'll be telling you about that in just a minute.
Southeastern Tire of Murfreesboro has the right tires for your vehicle. Perhaps you're a rugged individual who enjoys off-roading. They have a tire for you. Or maybe you're a rap star driving around on 26-inch rims. They have a tire for that. You're a mom who's in the carpool lane daily. They have a tire for your minivan. Let's say you're a wealthy trial lawyer who drives a Lamborghini. Yes, they have a tire for you too. Maybe you drive one of those new electric vehicles. Hey, they have a tire for you. Southeastern Tire Service has a tire for every personality. They're on Broad Street, a tire or two away from Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I had a very serious accident. I had Family Staffing come to me, and they have reached out. They have touched me in every way that they possibly could touch my heart.
Family Staffing Solutions, personal care assistance at its best.
It's an opportunity for all of us to enjoy the aging process.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions, 143 Uptown Square, 848-6774, online at familystaffing.com.
WeatherEye.
Plenty of sunshine across the forecast area today. A high temperature in the upper 70s and a calm wind becoming north around 5 miles per hour. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Valuver.
Right now, it is 48.
Over the years, I've encouraged you to save at Bell Furniture. Many of you have called me and said, you're right. They do have first quality name brand furniture at about half the price you pay at other stores. They have the comfortable catnapper recliner. This has both the heat and massage unit. Regular $899, but just $599 at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
This is Kix Brooks from Brooks and Dunn, and you're listening to WGNS Talk Radio, Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Only in America.
We're talking today about the Rutherford County Drug Court Program. You can help out, and this Saturday will be your opportunity. Galen, tell us what we can do Saturday.
Sure. You can come out to our 6th annual David T. Dodd 5K run, and that will be at the Gateway Reception Center. That's kind of located behind the new hospital. And you can see the signs. You can enter off of Thompson Lane and just follow the signs. The registration begins at 6:30 a.m. We'll have opening ceremonies at 7 a.m. and the race starts at 7:30. Registration is $30 for adults, $15 for students, and there'll be prizes awarded in each category. We're going to have lots of door prizes donated by local businesses, as well as several businesses setting up tents out there. You can meet our drug court participants. They will all be out there volunteering. In fact, over the last years, they've done over 10,000 hours of volunteer work in the community. So you'll get to meet them. You'll also have an opportunity, if you're interested in being a part of our board of directors, we'd love to have some new individuals on the board.
And you need to be there Saturday morning at the Gateway Island, and easy to find, and there will be signs all around.
There will be directional signs. You can enter off of Thompson Lane or off of Medical Center Parkway onto Gateway Boulevard, and then right off of that is Garrison. Just follow the signs. Come out and have a good time. The weather's supposed to be great. I've already looked at that. I've been watching that very closely, and it's going to be a great morning. It's an atmosphere of festivity and celebration. So please come out and be a part of this.
Andre and Nikita, we have about a minute left in the program. What would your final suggestion be to anyone who's at that crossroad right now?
My final suggestion would be just take a look at yourself, man, and dig deep down inside, man. And if you want to change, there is help out here, man. Don't give up on life, man. And all things are possible, man. This is real. This is really real, man. You really can change your life. And it saddens me to see people in active addiction now, man, because when I was there, it was different. But now when I look there, that's why I want to get into mentoring, man, because it saddens my heart to see people have to go through it, you know. And like Galen said earlier, man, I'll be an addict the rest of my life, so I'll always have to use my tools. So no matter what, I'm going to be into mentoring because I have to give it back. When I'm mentoring, I'm talking to myself too. So that'll be my final thought on that. And the rest of the participants, this program is really changing lives, and this program needs to be here.
Dakita, what about you?
I just want to say that me personally, being a mother, I personally want to start with the youth, because they're our future. And if we don't listen to our kids, we don't let them express themselves to us, they're going to hold it in, and their next step will be drugs. And I'm personally working, you know, to keep my son. I have a 12-year-old. You know, I'm keeping him involved in extracurricular activity at school and after-school programs. And, you know, just stay positive. If you want the change, it's possible. It can happen. You can reach out to any of us at the drug court office. We will be on Church Street.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
Yeah, I always want to add, if you need somebody to talk to who's understanding, man, just contact Drug Court and you can find me, and I'll be there to talk to you. If you're in active addiction right now, we can walk together through this, okay?
Andre Dixon, Dakita Rankin, and Galen Medlin, thank you for all that you're doing.